views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Dr. Kelly, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Lucid Planet Radio, we have some of the most gifted scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to discover the greatest version of yourself. You can find out more at thelucidplanet.com and listen to all of our show archives at lucidplanetradio.com. So today's show is all about learning to get more connected to yourself, in particular, your higher self or your spirit self. And we can talk a little bit about what that really means. And really, we're also aiming to discuss new techniques that can help you heal your mind and get more connected. And I'm really excited today to welcome author and teacher David Ian Cowan. And he is going to outline the principles and practices of the healing technique that he and his wife Irina have developed, which is called Mind Field Repatterning. And it is based on their book, Dowsing Beyond Duality, which we'll also talk about. Join us as David describes how this practice was developed, and we'll talk about some real-life examples of how this system can work for you. And we're also going to extend our discussion to talk about just energetic technologies in general, Earth School or Soul School, alternative theories of human history, and the ascension of planet Earth and what that means for us. Wow, so we have a super packed show. I'm incredibly excited. Let's please welcome David to the show. Welcome, David.
Thank you, Kelly. I guess we're going to have to talk pretty fast to get all that in.
You know, I like to aim high. So yeah. We'll see how we go. But I guess I wanted to start off with just really telling our listeners your story. I know you started in psychology, as have I, but you've gone down this path of studying many different energetic technologies. And maybe you could also explain to us what those are. So yeah, please let us know how you got here.
Sure. Well, my studies of psychology actually started as probably part of a midlife crisis. I went back to school at age 40 and took a degree in psychology simply because I realized that if there was to be effective and lasting change for the planet, it really had to begin on the individual level. And I still feel that way. I still feel that the individual, it's like the cell in the body, right? If you want to heal the body, you got to go down to that root level of the cell. And I still think that the individual and our experience as individuals is key, obviously, not only just to our own process, but also to the planetary process. So as a result of that schooling and grounding in, standard, I guess you might say, psychological models, I found myself as a counselor working with troubled youth and also working with the unemployed. I'm from Canada, so there's all kinds of government programs to get people back into jobs, you know, once they're unemployed. And
it's how wonderful, right? What a concept.
Really, I just pointed them to programs and did personality assessments, etc. But one thing that struck me in that in those early practices was how folks really didn't know how to run their bodies. They really didn't know how to take care of themselves so that they could feel enthusiastic, feel like getting up and looking for a job or improving their lives. They were drained. They were very often, you know, almost discouraged because of their unemployment, et cetera, and other life issues. And I realized that one of the fundamentals that was missing in the model that I was using at the time was basic nutrition. A lot of these folks really didn't know how to feed their bodies and therefore feed their brains. So I started to study, and I actually took a correspondence course in basic nutrition, which I was able to use the principle. It was applied nutrition, right? And I was able to use some of the ideas and principles right off the bat with my psychological counseling clients and noticed right away some dramatic improvements when they just started doing simple things like eating breakfast or sleeping 8 hours, right? And I began to, I got the bug, you know, I thought, wow, this is really great. How can people, you know, move forward in their lives if they're not feeling happy and healthy? And ultimately, I was led, and of course, in retrospect, it's easy to see how we are led down these pathways. And I was led to the discovery of a system called quantum biofeedback. Now, this is a very advanced trinary logic computerized body assessment and therapy system. Don't expect me to say that again. And but it really caught my imagination. It was a device actually created by a naturopath at the time. And it stemmed from the ability to interface human reactivity, which is really just the electrical changes in our field in response to stress and also remedies and this kind of stuff, homeopathics. Our bodies on one level are electrical, and our electrical response to our environment when it's working in a healthy way is part of our internal guidance system, you know, guiding us to things that are good for us and away from things that are bad for us. This is called reactivity. Mm-hmm. And so this computerized system was able to tap into that reaction within the body, challenge the body's energy field, as it were, with thousands of different electrical signatures representing nutrients and substances and remedies and all kinds of things. Wow. And the computer would pick up automatically what the body recognized, either as what it needed or what was stressing it. Fascinating stuff, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
And so I dove headlong into that and started integrating it into my practice. And pretty soon, that's what I was doing in my practice. And I was one of the early pioneers, I suppose, in that field, and ended up being a trainer, an international trainer, certifying other folks in the use of this technology. You know, unfortunately, it's kind of gone by the wayside, and maybe like many things, the world wasn't ready for it. But, you know, when it does surface again, and I'm sure it will, that it will, again, it represents an integration of physical models of well-being with electrical and energetic and subtle energy levels. So it really is a truly holistic approach to well-being, which our standard medical system, as you likely know, is not yet embraced.
Yes, slowly.
So in the course of that practice, I was also realizing that, like all technology, you know, this system had its limits. And somewhere along the line, and I frankly can't remember who showed me, but someone showed me how to use a pendulum to tap into my own inner wisdom, you might say, to get yes and no answers to questions that were coming up in sessions that the system I was working with just wasn't addressing. And, you know, it's I was using it very similarly to how many practitioners use muscle testing.
Yes.
You know, just asking appropriate questions and getting responses. And I really was excited about this because it filled in the gaps. It was kind of like the missing ingredient in the system that I was using. And so it integrated really well with that practice. And so I was actually in a situation once where I had this result in a session that if I hadn't doused in that session, that person frankly wouldn't have made it. And I really realized, wow, this is a really valuable tool. I want to learn more about it. And serendipitously, within 2 or 3 days after that, I caught an ad in the local paper for a nationally known dowsing instructor by the name of Raymond Grace. Some of your listeners might actually recognize that name, was coming to a town near me. And I just felt compelled I had to be there. And I was one of those people right in the front row, you know, just wanting to soak it all up and asking every question that came up. And anyway, that was a life-changing experience that weekend. And what Raymond showed us was how the pendulum can be used, obviously, for information gathering through asking the appropriate questions. And also traditionally, it can be used, obviously, for looking for water and petroleum and other kinds of lost objects. These are what we would call the classic applications of dowsing. But he also showed a technique using the spin of the pendulum as a focal point to create a shift in the energy of whatever it is you've discovered. So, in other words, he had introduced an active form of the dowsing in addition to the classic or passive form. And as he described it, this ability to go into an issue, let's say, like a childhood memory, for example, and literally spin out the contents of those thoughts, those unconscious beliefs, literally like a dentist would, right? Drill down and take out that old material and put in something new energetically, actually worked.
Wow.
And he said that this active form of dowsing, which we now call mind field repatterning, as you had mentioned, he said this form of dowsing really wasn't available to us on the planet until about 1996 or 97. And the reason being, he said, because according to Edgar Cayce's prophecy, way back in the 1930s, Edgar Cayce had predicted that in 1996 or 97, precisely, he named the dates, a new energy would show up on this planet that would connect us in our healing intentions and enable us through the connection of this grid, this energetic grid, which some might call the Christ consciousness grid or the fifth dimensional template that showed up at that time. It enables us to send our healing intentions anywhere on the planet instantaneously and to get immediate feedback from that person.
That is so amazing, David. Wow. Like, how much information can we cram into a 1 hour long show? we have to go to the break right now. But thank you for that, like, really great run through of all of these incredibly complex concepts. And when we come back, we are going to talk much more about the very fascinating subject of energetic technology, specifically mind field repatterning, and how it can help us heal and connect to each other. So stay tuned to Lucid Planet Radio with David Ian Cowan, and we will be right back after the break.
Untrue, you know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is David Ian Cowan, who is talking with us about energetic technology and this new technique of mind field repatterning. But before we continue, I just want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you, David. Could you give our contact info for our listeners and tell them where they can find more about your events or getting a personal session with you or about your books?
Sure, gladly. Our home site, I say our because my wife and I are both Blue Sun Energetics. It's the name of our company. The website is bluesunenergetics.net. We also have a dedicated Facebook page. And what was the other question? Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. You got it. You got it. Well, you know, during the break, we were talking a little bit more about this emergence of the new energy that we talked about before the break. And you said something that really resonated with me. And I just wanted to delve into that a little more deeply before we talk specifically about mind field repatterning, which is the unprecedented nature of what is happening on Earth. And kind of this new energy that's emerging, and it's a really exciting time, but many of us don't know how to deal with this energy, which can, of course, lead to anxiety and difficulties. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think one of the most useful analogies for what we're experiencing here is a birthing. And the birthing on a human scale is always an exciting event, but there are many unknowns, and there's also some chaos around the whole process. And as we know now from chaos theory, that the perception of chaos is actually a necessary part of the creative process. Mm-hmm. So something is being born, again, from the inside out on this planet. And it is our own becoming. It's our own evolutionary movement forward. And this is a perfectly natural event, even though there are supernatural components, you might say, to this experience. Mm-hmm. It's a perfectly natural developmental thing for a species to ultimately transcend the limitations of a third dimensional consciousness. It's happened before in this universe, it's going to happen again, and it's happening now. So again, one of the skills that I think is absolutely imperative for those aware, even with just a glimmer of what is going on, is the ability to be fully present in the moment. It's our thoughts that are our fear. The foundations of our fears are our thoughts and interpretations about what's going on around us. And of course, if we listen to mainstream media, they're just going to feed that fire because it serves that purpose, right?
Yes.
So to be able to come into some state of silence on a regular basis to quiet the mind, to put the attention on the breath, to get out in nature, any of those kind of things that sort of centers us in our experience as a human being at this time is an invaluable aid, I would say a necessary skill in order to navigate the changes of this chaotic birthing.
Wonderful. And I think that we can talk more about kind of how mind field repatterning can be utilized to help this process. People are waking up. There's this global shifting consciousness. How can people use this technique?
Well, it's a technique that evolved out of my wife and myself, our dowsing practice. When we met 10 years ago, we were both dowsers in our own right, again, using it sort of in a rudimentary way in our practices. And actually, it was her dowsing that validated that we were supposed to be together. So I have a lot to owe dowsing.
Yeah.
And, But what we discovered was that the instrument itself and the practice itself is really just a demonstration of an intention or a desire to get to the very root of our issues and to clear them, to change the patterns at their foundation. And by that, what I mean is that our understanding is that everything we experience in the world, in our bodies, in our culture, in our times, it's all being generated from a very deep level of what we call the creative mind. And a model that's actually very useful in envisioning this creative level is the iceberg. If you think of your total mind as like an iceberg floating in the ocean, the part that is self-aware is really just that 10%, you know, up in the sunlight above the surface. And it doesn't even know that it is supported by this vast content of subconscious or what we call superconscious mind. The conscious mind, as the surface of that iceberg, thinks it's all alone, thinks it has to figure out everything for itself, and it looks out on the ocean, and all it sees is other little tips of icebergs, so it assumes that we're all in the same boat of this separation. Again, not aware that below the surface is this vast body of biological, cosmic, and energetic intelligence that is actually running everything that we don't have to think about, even on a physical level. It's doing everything that you don't have to think about, and so much more. But beyond that, this aspect of mind, which again, I like to call superconscious rather than unconscious, I like to give ourselves some credit here, is that we're also connected through the same ocean with every other superconscious mind. So this is also the realm of collective mind, or what the Buddhists would call big mind, or what the scientists would call quantum mind. And we all have access. We all have a library card, but we don't know it. We've misplaced it. And that library card can be through our own physiological reactions that we program into our nervous system to questions that we pose from a conscious level to the superconscious. The superconscious can produce biological responses to those questions, and we can give us answers even on a conscious level. And again, what I'm describing is the same pathway as muscle testing.
Yes, absolutely. And we know from literally tens of thousands of peer-reviewed scientific studies that muscle testing is real.
Yes.
For those of our listeners who aren't familiar, it's the idea that our body has a built-in truth and lie detector, and that we can actually use the physiological responses of our body, aka kinesiology, to understand what is true and what is not true. Really fascinating stuff.
Exactly.
And so
the next yes. level, however, and what the mind field repatterning enables us to do, let's say a client comes and they're dealing with a chronic headache, and we discover through our investigation that it's tied to a physical trauma from, let's say, age 7, just arbitrarily, right? So where is that memory? Well, it's held in the deep memory of the mind, even in the deep memory of the body. Often, like according to Chinese medicine, we hold these trauma memories in our organs, in our cells, and in our very DNA. Again, these are rather esoteric principles, but they're being validated now left and right by what our scientists and investigators are discovering about the nature of the body as a memory system. So we discover that there's a memory of a trauma at age 7, for example, that's at the root of this current headache. And we use the pendulum as a focal point to go into that memory and create a new picture. And this is where we use the spins of the pendulum as opposed to just the yes and no responses. So when we spin a pendulum or any other object for that matter, and again, we're not ascribing any magical qualities to the pendulum, right? The magic's in us, not tool.
Yes.
But when we spin an object, even a small object like a pendulum, we are actually creating a vortex in space. And vortices are a primary dynamic of creation. Everything in the manifest universe on some level is spinning. Whether you look at galaxies, whether you look at electrons and everything in between, it's all spinning. So a spin motion as a basic dynamic of creation, if you use one consciously, you are playing the game of a conscious co-creator of realities rather than just being the effect of them. And this, of course, ties in exactly with what the Mayans had predicted at this time, that 2012 was the beginning of our cultural, our planetary awareness of our potential as conscious co-creators of realities. So when we create that spin and we create that vortex, in the center of that spin is an implied still point, okay? We call it a virtual still point or a gravitational center, if you like. And into that still point, which actually creates an opening, see, because nature abhors a vacuum. You can't have a place of nothing. But if you create a space where the centrifugal force of the object has created a clearing, as it were, and has also produced a gravitational center for the spin, it literally creates a portal into all dimensions of time and space. This is also in alignment with scalar theory, by the way. Mm-hmm. So as we spin the object, we put the intention into the still point in the center of that spin, and it pops out wherever it needs to be, wherever you've sent it, in the vast universe of time and space. And although that, again, that sounds pretty far-fetched and pretty, you know, out there and esoteric, the proof is in the pudding. And how many times, I can't say, we've had clients with chronic issues, physical issues, that standard approaches just have not been able to touch. We go to the deeper level of the mind, again, acknowledging that all of our experiences are being generated there, and we change our minds about that situation. We release the, you know, the thoughts, the feelings, the defenses, identifications, etc., that we create around these memories. We let the energy flow through the experience, and 9 times out of 10, the symptom itself disappears, having no cause.
Do you think that most of the body's physical problems and symptoms resonate or I guess start in the spirit or in the mind or somewhere else?
I would say most. I would say all.
All. Right on. Well, yeah. We're going to talk more about that after the break and about how you can get involved in using this technique to heal yourself from chronic issues and such. So again, this is Dr. Kelly, and you're listening to Lucid Planet Radio. When we come back, David Ian Cowan and I will talk about mindfield repatterning, as well as a little bit about Earth School, human history, and more about the birthing of this new Earth, or the process of Earth's ascension. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more after the break. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than 2 decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Tune Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I have David Ian Cowan here talking about all kinds of fascinating stuff, mind field repatterning, healing the self, really dousing beyond duality. We've had a really interesting talk in the break about the idea of duality and where it comes from, and I thought that might be a good place to start off the second half of the show. Can you explain why you picked the title Dousing Beyond Duality for your book and what that means?
Sure. Well, we wanted to ensure that we were purposing the practice of dowsing not to stay in the problem, but to go beyond the cause of the problem, which we've already discussed as being in the mind. So the effectiveness of any healing modality really is in the purpose or the outcome that we intend that method to lead us to. And our intention is to get beyond the experience of duality and to return to the much more natural and peaceful state of non-duality. But as we were discussing earlier, duality is a difficult thing for us to appreciate because it's so much a part of our experience here in third dimensional Earth. It's like explaining water to a fish, as I said earlier.
Yes, exactly.
Duality is, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, how does this play into... You say it so beautifully in your new book, Seeing Beyond Illusion, about Earth School,
yes.
You said something along the lines of Earth School is graduate school for souls dreaming in this universe.
Yes.
And I just love that. How does duality play into Earth School?
Well, one of the things, and again, going back to the idea, this is all being generated from the level of mind. One of the things that we desired in becoming here to a human incarnation was to immerse ourselves in the experience of duality, because on a soul level, we realize that this has great potential to awaken us to our co-creative potential. When we are in duality, and again, duality is just the experience of opposites, okay? Mm-hmm. So third dimensional Earth, we swim in opposites, up and down and east and west and happy and sad, hot and cold, dark and light, good and evil. It's all around us.
Yes.
The symbol of the yin yang is a perfect illustration of how duality chases its own tail and never quite makes it.
Yeah.
So duality, not too surprisingly, is a two-edged sword. There's two sides of it. The downside of duality is that it's a perfect setup for conflict. When you're in a dualistic state, you're always arguing one idea with its opposite. I mean, look at the physical structure of our brains, split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Quickly engineered for internal arguments.
How do we break out of that?
We recognize the mind or the brain as a whole system rather than a split system. Mm-hmm. And we can do that through really changing our minds about who we are. So non-duality is really, if duality is hard to explain, non-duality is really hard to explain, because even language itself is dualistic. Even language itself splits reality into little bits, right?
But that's how our brain functions, yeah.
That's how our brain functions. And yet duality is what is left when you collapse the experience I should say non-duality is what is left when you collapse the experience of duality. The upside of duality is that it forces you to make choices. Moment by moment, we're learning to choose, basically, between love and fear. That's really what it comes down to. And it's only because we're in a dualistic context that we seem to have those choices. So as we choose fear, we experience loss of life energy. We experience disease. We experience conflict. As we choose love, we experience unity. We experience healing. We experience a recovery of a sense of our own wholeness. And that's the purpose of Earth School, is to teach us to become responsible choice makers. You see, if we're becoming, as the Mayans predicted, conscious co-creators of realities, we better get our act together as to what it is we actually want to create. Because we do it all the time anyway, but we're doing it from a state of split consciousness. So Duality School is about learning what happens when I make this choice and what happens when I make that choice and what choice do I really want. We're learning to do that collectively now on a level never before seen, thanks to a large degree to the internet.
So because, you know, I've heard it argued both ways, and I'm just curious from your perspective, how are we showing that we are becoming responsible choice makers, both individually and in the collective sense?
Well, by our growing recognition of what's not working and our growing agreement that the systems of the past, which have largely been operating in the shadows, right, hiding yes. from public awareness, are now all over the place. You can't avoid it. For example, look at police brutality. Everyone has been touched by those YouTubes and yes. see, you know, face to face, the brutality and the horror and the fear of those situations. We never saw that before. You know, unless you were in that situation, it wasn't part of your world. Well, now it's part of everyone's world. But yeah. it's also giving us new choice points.
It's funny you bring the importance of technology and how I was on the Dr. Pat show, who of course runs Transformation Talk Radio, and talking about how technology gives us this collective accountability yep. that we've kind of never had. And I brought up another police example, you know, the police who broke into the cannabis dispensary in Santa Ana and they ate all the edibles. And I mean, you know, they can't get away with it. Hidden cameras blasted that out into the entire world. And so it's like all of a sudden the powers that be have this collective accountability that they never had before. And you're absolutely right. People get to vote with their dollar. They get yeah. to make choices. They get to pass that information on. And I think that's really powerful.
Yes, the emperor has no clothes.
Exactly. Something else that you bring up in the Earth School story that I think is really important is the idea of forgiveness.
Yeah. That is so central to everything we're talking about here and to what is transpiring now. Forgiveness, again, in the world, there's a version of forgiveness that really is the ego's version. It doesn't work very well because the ego's forgiveness always makes the crime first, primary. And then through, you know, moral superiority attempts to forgive it. But what that kind of forgiveness does, it says, well, I'm a better person. I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget what you did.
Right. you know, my partner, Jimmy Ohm, he's what we call a vibrational alchemist. You know, he works with frequencies, and he's always said to me, because, you know, I've held on to grudges for sure. And mm-hmm. I've said I forgive, but I don't. And it still kind of eats away at you. And he says, forgiveness doesn't make it okay. Doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It just means that you don't want to carry that burden with you. You don't want to have to hold that vibration within
right,
you.
You're just hurting yourself.
You're just hurting yourself, exactly.
The true yeah. forgiveness that I talk about in my newest book, Seeing Beyond Illusions, actually goes to the very core of our belief that there's anything wrong at all. ultimately, this form of forgiveness it itself will no longer be necessary, because what we're learning through true forgiveness is that there's nothing real to forgive. We're forgiving the contents of an insane dream that only has the reality that we choose to give it.
which brings up a whole nother set of thoughts about, you know, is that, because I've heard said so many times, I had Dr. Dave, Eben Alexander on the show,
oh,
who
yes.
of course, yeah. And he talked about how this is just a dream and that, mm-hmm. the actual realms outside of this realm are so much more real than anything we can even imagine in this realm. It's so confounding and confusing.
Well, that's what happens when you go to duality school. You put this thing on your head and it shrinks your consciousness down to a little smalls and a little small place.
Absolutely. And you have some good advice about really quieting, going within. That seems to be across the board, across people's experiences and spiritual traditions even, quieting the mind and going within to go without.
Yes.
Really seems to be the way to break out of this. And
this is not new. This is ancient knowledge and wisdom that has been part of our species program for forever. And we do have the tools. We do have all we need to become what we already are.
I love that. All we need to become who we already are. And you know, the frustrating part for someone like me is I know all of this. And I am a frequent meditator. I do energy work on myself. I'm always trying to be the best person I can be. But I still mess up constantly. I still forget and I have to be reminded. And then I forget, you know, and when I do meditate, I'm like, oh my gosh, this feels so great. Why haven't I been doing this? And I think it's okay. Forgiveness also extends to that behavior of being trapped in that cycle.
As long as we're here or appear to be here in time, space, and bodies, there will be stuff. But as Ruiz told us years ago in the Four Agreements, don't take anything personally.
Don't take anything personally. This is Dr. Kelly on Lucid Planet Radio, and I will be right back with David Ian Cowan to talk a little bit more about Earth's ascension and what we can expect. So stay tuned. Don't take anything personally. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Dr. Linda Salvin,
Metaphysical Master,
now bringing insight and metaphysical abundance to your living room with her spirit-filled candle line, Wicks of Wisdom. Dr. Linda's unique formulations of pure and powerful herbs, oils, and essences can assist you in love, luck, finances, health, and more.
Wait till you experience the power of Wicks of Wisdom.
Find out how these amazing candles can help you. See them now and order yours at lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, getting down to that. Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And I'm here with David Ian Cowan. We have been talking about all things energetic technologies and healing-wise. And I learned during the break, because I would love to find out more about mind field repatterning and if this is something that I could have a session doing or if this is something that I could actually learn how to do as a practitioner. And David was telling me that, yes, absolutely. So why don't you tell our listeners about this, how they can learn more, either to have a personal session or a Skype session, or actually learn how to do this for people?
Sure. Well, Irina and I have been teaching classes in this technique for quite some time and traveling, and we finally realized we don't have to travel so much. We can travel the airways now on the internet. And so what we did is we took our last 2 weekends, that would be 4 days of training, and consolidated them into a home study course, which again, people can access from our website, bluesunenergetics.net. And what you get is, of course, streaming video of the complete 2 days workshop, as well as some extra bonus videos and all the support you could need from us as well. You know, we're here to empower people with this technique because of the results we've had in our own lives and we see for others. But if someone's interested in just having their own experience, and experience is the best teacher, I think, then certainly consider having a personal session with us. We spend an hour and a half with you. It's a recorded session. We go into all kinds of life issues, and not necessarily on the level of the problem, however, because as we've been talking, we're more interested in getting to the cause of the problems, the roots of the problems in our deep mind. And that's where, of course, the shifts take place. So if you're curious, if this is resonating with you, please visit our personal sessions page on the website. And we also do, tutorial sessions if people want to use a session to learn the technique rather than to have their own personal clearing as well.
That's wonderful. I love all of these different modalities that we can use, and they all become incredibly effective tools in our arsenal for healing at different times in our lives.
Sure.
And this is really embodying that.
With the quantum biofeedback, what that taught me was that all technology is an extension of the human potential. Technology can do, it's unlocking as we work with it and interact and internalize that technology. It unlocks the same potential in us. And that's what led us to both to the simplicity of the pendulum in this work, is that we're really using the technology that we are created with. And that is the power of the mind to change the mind.
I love that. And again, at Lucid Planet, we are all about our motto, which is transforming the world from within.
Yep.
And I think that segues beautifully into this last topic I wanted to bring up, which is, our ever-changing world. And we spoke about this birthing of the world, kind of leaving 3D reality and what that really means for people. And you've consistently said and shown in your writings that you have a positive attitude about where humanity's going, and that positive attitude differs in a lot of ways from many, many people who are feeling like this is the end, the sixth mass extinction is happening. You have people like Stephen Hawking saying we're going to need to find a new planet in the next 100 years or we're going to be completely extinct ourselves. So I would love for you to share kind of your positive perspective and how this applies to people and how people can kind of learn to embody this in their own lives.
Sure. Great question. Well, as we said earlier, duality school is about choosing between love and fear. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest fears of the ego, which, by the way, is a fear-based construct. Okay, the ego, yes, in our understanding, is simply a set of beliefs about who we are based on our belief in limitation. So one of the greatest fears of the ego is death and, death and destruction. And, of course, we spend most of our lives trying to deny that is inevitable, at least for the body. And yet, people like Ibn Alexander, who you mentioned, and many others who have had near-death experiences tell us it's wonderful. and that coming back here is kind of a drag once you've had that experience. So what the thing that we fear the most is actually our own liberation. And, the universe was created by us as a decision to experience the freedom of our own choice, our own ability to create through divine will, new universes based on love and entirely without opposition. So it's almost like the universe of duality is a training universe. And what we're learning to do is choose love over fear. Love's outcome of this time on the planet is beyond imagination. We're talking about the ascension of a focus on the dualistic dimensions of the third and fourth, being the astral or mental plane, as well dualistic, into the fifth dimension. Now, the fifth dimension, its primary characteristic is it is a non-dual dimension. It does not support opposites. So when we say fifth dimension, we're talking heaven on earth. We're talking about life without death. We're talking about love without fear. We're talking about health without disease, abundance without poverty, no opposites. This is very difficult for the mind that is mired in duality to even imagine. But our hearts, and I'm not just talking about our physical hearts, our heart space is our fifth dimensional conduit. It is our portal into the understanding and acceptance of divine perfection. So again, coming back to the importance of those moments of silence and allowing the heart to express and the heart to feel actually puts us in that fifth dimensional state and you might say guarantees a safe journey. Those who are in resistance, those who choose fear over love will be given another opportunity to choose love over fear, but they may actually need to be relocated into another third dimensional existence where they get to go into the dualistic merry-go-round once again.
And we don't want that. We don't want to keep coming back in this dualistic merry-go-round, do we?
Been there, done that, worn it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, David. Again, very inspiring and beautiful words. And we can choose love. And we do that, like you said, by going into our heart spaces, by quieting the mind. And you made a great point earlier about not taking things personal. And I just wanted to briefly give my tip of the week, which is not taking things personal, especially when it comes to social media. Yes. And I have seen so much just in the last couple of weeks in my little insulated network of what we call vague booking, which is posts on Facebook that are vague that then people think is about them and they internalize that and then it creates division and friction that never actually gets addressed because it's never brought to the surface. And so
ego loves that stuff.
Ego loves that stuff. Yeah. And so social media, for all of its benefits and the way technology can bring us together, it can also tear us apart if we allow ourselves to live in that ego place. Yes. So when you see stuff on social media, don't take it personal. You have to assume that it's just generalized statements and it's not about you. And that really love and forgiveness is the only way forward. David, you've been a wonderful guest. And It's been really great, really insightful to have you on the show. And I am looking forward to coming in since you're in Boulder, so close to where I am. Really looking forward to do a personal session and try Mindfield Repatterning.
Awesome.
So thank you so much for coming on the show today. And I also want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I had such a great time, as I always do on the show. So please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain and 2 p.m. Pacific on WBLQ 1230 a.m., KKNW 1130 a.m. Seattle, and of course, TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find all of the archives at lucidplanetradio.com and also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly. Oh, also, I'm being told it's actually KKNW 1150 AM Seattle. So sorry about that. next week on Lucid Planet Radio, I'm thrilled to welcome back my partner, vibrational alchemist Jimmy Ohm, coming back onto the show. We have been traveling the country giving talks and workshops about love, sex, and open relationships. And we ourselves are in a polyamorous, loving relationship. And we're going to talk about that. Poly 101, let's call it, what it's like, how to explore open relationships in a sex positive and conscious and ethical way. So if that's something that you're interested in, please tune in next week. Light and love, and we will see you then. Okay, take care.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.